Yeah, last Thursday, my wife Faye and I visit the Fairfield Courthouse. It's for a family case. It was a family court. It involved a marriage with ABO, a protection order. Part of this sermon actually was written in the courthouse. When I observe the works of different people and their role and their responsibility and the process of the court process, and get inspiration for them. So there was a judge. And a prosecutor. A prosecutor is also on the right-hand side, actually. And the solicitor represented this group of people. So they tried to against this side, left-hand side. There's accused, and the solicitor as well. So both parties try to present their case for or against the prosecutor, the accused, to the judge, and particularly to the junior. They try to convince this person if he's guilty or not guilty. After that, the judge will make judgment on the case. Sometimes they have security in here if they have a danger of the accused. So in our case, actually have two policemen secure the accused. So there was a judge, a prosecutor. The persecutor is a policeman and a solicitor on behalf of the wife. And the accused was the husband. The defender was the solicitor, representing the husband and the court security. And the community member. This role actually is a community members. And there was no witness. But on that day, neither there's a journey because it's a small case. The policeman charged the husband with the ABO and a defendant appealed for release from the correction center. We know the husband and the wife for about 3 months and have visited the wife and the children at their home 3 times and have visited the husband in a correction center 2x. The husband insists he is right to come home for his family. He wants to go home. But the AVO doesn't allow him to get closer to his wife anywhere shorter than 100 meters. As he didn't want to comply with the order, the court kept him in a correction center for about 4 months. But he really wanted to come out and return to his family. And I told him he must obey the court order in order to come out of the correction center of his family. It's a little case, but hope it helps us to familiar with those roles and their responsibility in a court case. So help us to understand the passage today. There were more serious cases in high court, which may involve national security, the kings, government officials, and have great impact on the community. So today we invite in a most significant case. It could be stress. You know, in a court case, usually people get answers. But you can also, you know, it can be irony, a joke. You can see it, a joke. Or you can understand it as a compassion. So it depends how you understand the emotion or manner of approaching the court. It's the most significant case because it's a judgment of Jesus. The case is controversial and divisive because they judge Jesus, the Son of God, as blasphemy with a serious death penalty. And the case is relevant to everyone of us today. So let us pray before we proceed. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your word. Please give us a true understanding of your word and help us to make a good judgment so that we can live a godly life for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It was in the middle of the court hearings. Before this, Jesus was judged by a high priest as a blasphemy. He is worth of death. He was firstly sent to Pilate, but Pilate didn't want to accept the case. And he sent it to the local authority, a King Herod. But King Herod didn't want to handle the case either. So Jesus was brought back to Pilate the second time. There are important people in the court. The accused was Jesus from Nazareth, the Son of God and the King of Jews. The accuser was the high priest and Jewish leader representing the Jewish people. The judge was Pontius Pilate, so on behalf of the Roman Empire, with great political and military power. The witness actually was the Apostle John. He recorded the case for us to study today. And we can be the juniors and a community member. We need to hear the case carefully and make good judgment of the case, whether Jesus is guilty or not guilty. So the case had three parts. Jesus must suffer, and the Son of God must die. And the power of judgment. So first point, Jesus must suffer. And we can go through the Bible reading there, if we can, the Bible reading. Which one? The Pilate took Jesus and had him fought. And the soldier twisted together the crown of thorn and put it on his head. Could you imagine how painful would it be? So serious and painful judgment, bloody court. It clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" The soldiers humiliate Jesus by dressing him and worship him as a king. Not knowing that they were actually worshiping the king of the heaven and the earth. And they slapped him in the face. How could that make you feel? We can learn God's words by feeling as well. It's pain, anger, helpless, powerless. Psalm 22 actually help us to understand the suffering servant, how he feels. And if you're interested in the feeling part of the case, you can study Psalm 22. It shows us the feelings of the Christ. Once more, Pilate came out and said to Jews to gather there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no base for a judge against him. I find no basis for a charge against him." This was the second time Pilate announced his judgment. It's the second time. The first time is on chapter 18, verse 38. Pilate found no basis for a charge against him. So Jesus is a name without spot. He's innocent, but he must die. A son of man must die. So when Jesus came out wearing the crown of the thorns and a purple robe, John mentioned Jesus, the crown and the robe, twice. They dressed him as a king for humiliations. But how ridiculous is their humiliations? It's just like a simply like a small snake attacking a powerful lion. We thought the soldier may have power, but actually Jesus had greater power. He had power to calm down the stone. His words had power. People can fall down on the ground. But Jesus, the powerful man, letting those soldiers to abuse him and torture him and humiliate him. And Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priest and the officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify, crucify him." They truly, really hate Jesus. And they truly want Pilate to crucify Jesus. They hate Jesus because they thought Jesus came in to be a son of God. How come God, the only God, only holy God, could have a son? This Jesus, it defied the name of the holy God. He's simply a carpenter, son from Lazarus. How dare is him to defy the holy name of God? He should be died. Crucify him. They are so angry. And he came to be the Christ, the King of Jews. actually he is not. He's not. So when Pilate says, he is your king, and the Jew says, no, he's not our king. But if he's not the king, if he's not the king, how could Pilate judge him? He must be a king, a rebel against Roman authority. Then Pilate can judge him dead. But Jewish people actually is against that. He is not a king. So how ridiculous is irony it is. We try to put him to death, but he actually is not a king. But Pilate answered him, you take him and crucify him. As for me, I found no base for a charge against him. Jews want Jesus killed, but they don't have the right to do that. And Pilate has the right, but he found no base for a charge against him. No one charged Jesus as a murderer or a thief or rebel against Roman authority. No one charged Jesus then. But as Jesus told his disciple many times, the Son of Man must die. Even they have no base to against Jesus, to charge against him, but the Son of Man must die. And Jewish people and leader insist, we have a law, and according to that law, he must die, because he came to be the Son of God. But Pilate found no base to charge against Jesus, because Romans do not have the law to judge the Son of God. They do not have the law to judge the relationship between God and his Son. So someone came in to be Son of God, they actually have no base for them to judge Jesus. So Jewish leaders said, we find a religious base on our law. It's at Leviticus 24, verse 16, a charge of blasphemy. Because Jesus came to be the Son of God and worthy of death. But for Romans rule, they do not have authority to kill. Israel do not have authority to kill Jesus because under Romans rule. The fact and the truth is Jesus is truly, really the Son of God. He did came himself is the Son of God. In his prayer and in his public teaching, Jesus told his disciples and the people, the Father and I are one. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. So Jesus became God his Father. But Jewish people do not believe that. Therefore, he is insulting God. And the disciples of Jesus did hear the voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Jesus honored his Father seriously. Honored his Father seriously. Nothing could tempt him to deny his father. Peter may deny Jesus in face of death, but nothing could tempt Jesus to deny his father. Satan tempted Jesus to worship him with the glory of the whole world. But Jesus insists to worship God his Father alone. But Jesus came to be the Son of God. He must suffer and die. And Jesus did that for sin offering. But Jewish people thought he died for blasphemy, coming to be the Son of God against God's name. The claim of the sonship cost his life. What's the value of the sonship? What's the value of the sonship? What's the value for us as the children of God? How do we value that? It costs the life of Jesus. So Jesus must die. He must suffer. But who have the authority to make such kind of judgment? The innocent must die and must suffer. Who have the authority to make this kind of judgment? When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. Pilate was afraid when he heard Jesus was the Son of God. He not only afraid of the uprising of Jewish people, he was afraid of God. He was judging his maker, the author of his life. So he really wanted to make sure, who is this Jesus? He wanted to make sure the basic. So he went back inside the palace. Where do you come from? He asked Jesus. Who is you? Where's your address, basically? Very basic questions. But Jesus gave him no answer. Of course, Jesus has right to remain silent. Maybe because the truth is too complicated to explain and to understand. Where is Jesus come from? He already told the Jewish people he was from the above. He is from below. He is from the Father. He was with the Father in the beginning. He was with God in the beginning. He was God himself. He came down from heaven, born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth. A simple question, but hard to understand. How to explain? So Jesus remained silent. But Pilate understands it as disorder, against his order, and refusal, a challenge to his authority. Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said, don't you realize I have a power either to free you or to crucify you? Pilate stressed on his authority. He don't want to accept Jesus' case. He had given it to the local authority. But King Herod refused it also and handed it back to Pilate. Now Pilate presumed Jesus did not understand his authority. But was it so? And Jesus answered, you will have no power over me if it was not given to you from above. Jesus did recognize the power of Pilate, and he knew who gave him the power to judge. And furthermore, he knew the outcome of judgment from the higher authority. Therefore, the one who hand me over to you is guilty of greater sin. No one actually honestly dared to judge Jesus. Although Pilate had authority and responsibility to make judgment, but also his boss. And Jesus foreknew the outcome of that judgment. In Jesus' judgment, the high priest who hand over Jesus for judgment is guilty of greater sin because they failed to organize a proper domestic hearing and hand over a domestic religious case to Roman's imperial court improperly, with the intention to get him killed by Romans. Had evil intent to kill him. And the imperial court of Romans did not have proper law to make right judgment against Jesus. Pilate didn't have the law to charge and judge the Son of God. So he was right to hand over the case back to the local authority, to the local king. And he was also right not to sentence Jesus into crucifixion. He hand over to the Jewish people. It's not my responsibility to judge. You crucify him. It's not my responsibility to make this judgment. And it's not my intention to crucify him. That's what Pilate's perspective. But for Jesus' perspective, we can understand this case more properly from a biblical perspective. I want to get your mind working and your memory. John 3:16. You remember that? It's a proper understanding of this case. Let us say it together. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him, louder. Yeah, that's a proper understanding of this case. God's love gave his Son to us. And God did not send his Son into this world to judge the world. Maybe not humiliate the world either, but to save the world through him. And Jesus said, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I had authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. So it's Jesus' own authority to lay down his life in order to take it back again for salvation of the world. This is a proper understanding of the case. Pilate may thought he received authority from Caesar, but ultimately, Caesar's authority is under God's control. Pilate's judgment was not based on the charge of the Son of God, because they don't have the law to charge that, but it's based on the charge of the King of Jews, whom were accused of rebellion against Roman emperor. So let's put it, the Jews, the king of Jews, that's the charge. But Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. And he did not come to overthrow the Roman authority. Nor he came to judge the world. But he came to save the world. That was Jesus' intent. But in order to save the world, he must be crucified. He must suffer, must die. John's perspective. John the Baptist, he testified Jesus when he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He was a witness and he wrote down the court proceedings. He was convinced Jesus, John was convinced Jesus is truly indeed the Son of God, the Christ. The Apostle John was convinced. He actually is the Son of God. He came down from heaven. The world become flesh. The creator of this world become a human being. Came down to this world to save us from sin. He was convinced. He write down this record, a historical record, precious record. He kept it for 2,000 years for us to learn, study, and consider, and maybe convince, and be sure that this Jesus actually is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. He came to fulfill the scripture. All the scripture predict him suffer, like Joseph, betrayed by his brother, but actually for salvation of the whole family. Jesus was betrayed by his brothers, but it's for salvation of hope. He came to fulfill the scripture. The Lamb of God take away the sin of the whole world. He's a suffering servant. He came to reveal the Father to us. The compassion of the Father, the power of the Father, the eternal salvation of the Father, the authority of the Father. He revealed the Father to us. The Father is in him and he is in the Father. And he came to take away the sin of the whole world. He came to take away of our sin. If you believe that he take away your sin, if you accept that, then it's actually the reality. He take away your sin. He's the Savior. He has authority to take away your sin because he really is the Son of God, given authority to forgive sins. And be sure of that. We are forgiven in Jesus. Be forgiven in Jesus. We are children of God. So in summary, Christ must suffer. God's Son must die. And so Jesus suffered, judged, and crucified. The world intend to kill him, but God intend to save through the death of Jesus. The high priest, King Herod and Pilate all want to avoid judging against Jesus For they do not have the law, neither they have the faith to judge Jesus. To accuse, the accuse of Jews was based on jealousy, based on their own sin, their jealousy, their hatred, and their anger. And Pilate knew Jesus was innocent. He wanted to release Jesus, but the crowd was getting more and more angry, and Jesus was killed to calm down the Jewish people, to maintain the public order. That's why the innocent was killed. But from God's perspective, God so loved the world, and he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not be perished, but have eternal life. The case actually was put before people all over the world for 2,000 years, this case. Everyone heard it, studied, considered this court record, and they should make a judgment. Who do they agree with? Some people agree with Jewish people that Jesus is not the Son of God. There is one God, and he will both die. Some people agree with that. They crucify him. And some value Pilate's value. In order to maintain the public order, Jesus must die. But some understand it from God's perspective. It's God's love for us. It's God's love for us to save us from sin. That's why Jesus was killed. And there are many applications for this court order. I think you may find many applications. I may suggest a few for you after the court case. So in a conflict and dispute situation, we usually will engage. See? So in that situation, I suggest be a junior. Listen carefully. Particularly to the judge of Jesus, particularly to the word of Jesus. Listen carefully, quick to listen, slow to anger. Don't be like Jewish leader who quick to judge Jesus and quick to anger. Slow to judge. Pilate actually was slow to judge. Twice he was hand over the case to others. But he didn't find the base to judge against Jesus, though he didn't find it, but he let the soldier crucify the innocent. He let the soldier to crucify him. So, quick to listen, slow to anger, slow to judge, and be witness of Jesus, like John the Apostle. Learn, record, and share the case of Jesus. He was convinced Jesus was Son of God, and he shared with all the people, and we should be like him, be a witness of Jesus. And thirdly, be prepared for Christ's judgment, because he is the judge. We're not judging Jesus. He is judging the world. So we prepare for that. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us your word, present the case of Jesus, the judgment of Jesus. Help us to learn about it, to listen carefully and slow to anger and to judge. and help us to be the witness of Jesus and share the gospel. And also help us prepare well for the judgment of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.